Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got racing tonight, meeting at Canterbury Park. A little overcast, a good three. They're around at three the entire circumference. Mitch Manners, good morning.
Yep, morning, Cozzy. Morning, everyone. Just sort of nuisance light showers like yesterday passing through Sydney, but expected to sort of clear up some stage this afternoon, and should be a bumper crowd heading out to Canterbury tonight.
All right, now the first, we get a full field.
Yeah, look, Say Da Vinci at $2.30 doesn't really interest me. Gee, he's had a lot of chances. He probably won't find a weaker maiden in town than this. I was happy to go for Frascati Miss on top. Just thought she might have a little bit more upside to her. She's at a third start for Chris Waller tonight. She's a mare by Jimmy Hsu. And she improved last time around at Hawkesbury. Just looked like she peaked on the run with about 100 metres left to run. So with that conditioning of the 1,500 second up under her belt, she goes to this race tonight third up. So happy to go her way. Look, Say Da Vinci, he probably deserves favouritism because the race is on the weaker side. But seven starts, 5 seconds, and you're forced to take 2:30, and he comes off a beaten run at Muswellbrook. But he's got to be in the mix somewhere. Six Power Transformer is a mare by So You Think. She's 4 years of age. Chris Lee's trained her. But the trials haven't been anything to write home about. But I do think that it was a bit of an interesting play that Chris has taken her straight to town at her debut start. And three dashing special, bit of a forgive run first up at Hawkesbury. 5-2, 6-3 in the first.
Righto, race two, we've got a full field.
Yeah, not a bad maiden, this. This is sort of the reverse of the first maiden, where there only looks a couple of chances. While this maiden, I thought there was a bit of depth to it. Happy to go for the form through Wolf at Kembla. Wolf came out and won yesterday at Hawkesbury. So there's a good form reference for De Valera and Welsh Legend. I've got De Valera just on top of Welsh Legend, but it wouldn't surprise me if Welsh Legend beat home De Valera. 6 Secret Legend and 7 collectively was a little bit disappointing last time around, but she may not have run the 1900 out. And back to the 1550, I give her a hope. 3, 8, 6, and 7.
Right, over to the third. Pull out number 7, Havana Storm, 10 Zalat, and 13 Home Scene.
And again, not a bad race, this. I've gone the way of 5 Real and Ruby. I was pretty good on debut on a heavy track at Warwick Farm back in June, was immediately tipped out. Thought her most recent trial was very good at Randwick, and if she's ready to go first up, the market will suggest that a bit later on. So happy to go her way. I love the trial of 6s, this daughter of Hinchinbrook. I've been following her for some time and looking forward to seeing her step out for the first time tonight. Just whether she's sharp enough at her first start over 1,200, unlike the other filly who's already got race experience, is my only question. But I think she's got above-average ability, certainly off her trials. 3 Zoologist was good at Randwick on Melbourne Cup Day. And 1 River Bird, total forget first up at Canterbury, pulled up with post-race issues. Much better filly than that. So expect an improvement. She's gone back to the trials and trial well. Race doesn't end there, Cozzy. 5, 9, 3, and 1.
All right, onto the fourth. Take out the 8, Miss Invincible. 11, Tell Me, and 12, Kadar.
A few last start winners in this, and I thought it was a flip of the coin between Whiskey Shooter and Taniko now after the scratchings of Kita and Tell Me. I've gone Whiskey Shooter. You know what you're going to get with her. She'll bounce, run, and she was pretty strong late at the Kenzo to hold off all challenges and score by length, running good time. Happy to go her way. 3 Taniko was too good for its rivals first up at Gosford, and a repeat of that sort of run goes close here. 5 Spanish Dream was a bit unlucky at Newcastle first up, and then got the job done and raced right away to score at Gosford, a real confidence-building win last time around. Gets the inside gate, so no surprise to see it race well in town tonight. And 1 I Am Special. She'll improve with that first up runner under her belt at the Kenzo track where she runs third to Ellie's Encore. And with the claim, she comes into play now under the weight. So 4, 3, 5, and 1 in the fourth.
All right, on to race 5, 7 Dylan's Romance, 11 Hurricane, and 14 Spars Holdout.
Happy to go Chunero here because I think he's dodged the handicapper. He gets in with 57 kilos while a number of his rivals are 60 plus. His two runs back from a break have been good. He ran second, first up at Hawkesbury. He only just missed to Naruda, who's going well. And then he ran third behind Danzy last time around at Randwick on Melbourne Cup Day over a mile. I just thought how the weights turn out tonight, up to the 1900. I'm happy to go his way. Just about looks ready to peak for mine, third up from the break. So Ken Trunero on top. Two gambles town. He's got 61.5 to carry that. Haven't claimed, unlike a few horses around him with big weights, but this is the first time he drops back to a real suitable race tonight. He's back to 70 grade. And Cozzy, if you look at a number of his runs in the last 12 months, they've been at least 75 rating plus, including, you know, races like the Canberra Cup and stuff. So, he, as I said, dropping back to a 70, he gets a good gate to sort of hopefully offset the weight. I think he's an excellent each-way chance. Number five, Semper Fidelius. I didn't think Leedy was the go last time around. I think they'll adopt with a sit tonight, going back to the 1900 metres from Barrier 3 and James McDonald to ride. But she's racing really well. She's very consistent. And one, Danzy, well, he was a bit of a non-winner there for a number of his runs. He had a bit of a run of outs and he burnt punters a number of times, and now he's turned in a winning machine. He's won his last two and looks for three straight tonight. This is a new test for him tonight, 60.5 for the 1900 for the first time, but you can't fold his form at the moment. 10, 2, 5 and 1.
All right, the 6 put out 10 Cool and Neat and 14 Warrior.
Yeah, War Runner was very good scoring at the Kenzo track last time around for Chris Lees and James McDonald, and James takes the ride again. The only drawback is the slight negative gate from the 1550 start, Thorn Barrier 11 before scratchings, but she's got a bit of upside to her as the record suggests, 4 wins from 7 starts, and she looks to have found a suitable race again tonight. So, as I said, if she gets any luck from the gate, she's certainly the way to play. I've made her the best of the night. 7 C, the Master, hasn't really done a lot in Australia. His best run was a third behind Rakik at Warwick Farm, but his most recent trial at Rose Hill suggested that he might be in for his best prep in this country. He has won at 1600 twice in the UK, so the 1550 first up I don't think is a concern. And as I said, his most recent trial was quite good, so he just might be one of those imports that Chris gets that needs a prep or two to find their best. And I thought he was a chance first up. 9 Nacho Libre is racing very well. And 2 Francesco might be the roughie to throw in the trifectas. Gets a bit of a weight to drop tonight to 59.5 kilos. Gets a decent gait. And he does race extremely well at Canterbury. So he gets a chance to get back into some form tonight. 11, 7, 9 and 2.
Race 7, 2 Nick Tock, 7 Choice Lager, 11 Meridian Star, 14 Kentucky Flyer, 15 Alliterate come out.
Happy to go with Drakenfels here. At first, the 63 was a bit of a drawback, but when you look at it, Joan Van Overmeer takes 2 off. He's well drawn, and he comes back from some really deep racing. He's been racing in Saturday grade for a number of runs. He's got form around the likes of Tactical Advantage and Cradle Mountain of late, and he's got a gun record at around the 1,200, 1,250 metre trip. So happy to go his way. 1 Drakenfels. Hardest to beat in the race. 4 Cool Vinny was all set to tip it as soon as it stepped out again off its first up run at Canterbury. But the gate's a real knock. I just don't know where he gets to in the run. Probably back close to the last, and he'll need things to go his way. But he was excellent first up here in a similar style race. 3 Blue Tycoon draws well, gets a claim, and just about looks ready off that run at Randwick on Melbourne Cup Day, third up tonight. And best of the others, 12 No Interest, who was very unlucky here in the Evening Star behind Artie's Dream Winner. But just like Cool Vinny, has got an awkward gait and will need luck to go its way. If it does, I could see it easily being in the finish. 1, 4, 3 and 12.
And the final event, race 8, we pull out 2 I Am Magnificent, number 9, Time Out of Mind, 10 Zaron, 11 Pembroke Castle, 13 Dream I Can, 14 Profiler, 15 Spanish Dream.
Yeah, despite all the scratching, because it's still not a bad race, happy to go 6 to Medivina on top here. The market suggested that she wasn't ready first up. I think the flux were $4.60 out to $7 or $8. I thought she found the line okay to run fourth, beaten about 3/4 of a length behind Ellie's Encore. And we'll get a bit of a guide of the form out of that race earlier on in the night. she can get some luck from the sticky gate. I think she's the way to play here, particularly if the market suggests that she's now ready. So happy to go her way, 6 Metavina. Hardest to beat in the race, 5 Pierina. Total Forgive first up, draws better tonight. And I expect her to bounce back. 8 Poetic Charmer, again, draws a soft gate. Was pretty good first up at Kembla behind Excelling. And best the others. 1 Dawn Rage, trialled up okay. Can run a cheeky race fresh with the claim now for Robbie Dolan, who's riding really well in his opportunities going to town. And John O'Shea's team is low flying at the moment. So wouldn't surprise me if he runs well first up tonight. 6, 5, 8, and 1 in the last.
Righty. Now, can you find a good thing for us, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen to play True Nero in race number 5, Cozzy, and race 6, number 11, War Runner. Looks a suitable race for her to go back-to-back in town. So 5 by 10 and 6 by 11, my best tonight.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mitch. Have a good night.
Thanks, Cozzy. Talk to you later.